This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. In an effort to try to prevent importing new cases of the coronavirus, Spain is requiring people to travel arriving from abroad to go into quarantine for 2 weeks. The country has started to emerge from a 7-week strict lockdown after an explosion of cases made it one of the world's COVID-19 hotspots. A health ministry order published Tuesday said the quarantine rules will go into effect on Friday and will apply to both visitors and other countries, as well as Spanish citizens who are returning home. People will be allowed to go only grocery shopping or to seek medical care during that 14-day period. China instituted a similar strategy as it saw locally transmitted cases sharply decline and authorities began easing lockdown restrictions. Governments all over the world are currently weighing their strategies and whether it's time to impose new measures to stop the spread of the virus or to allow people to resume parts of normal life. In Singapore, Tuesday brought a new phase in reopening with people allowed to get a haircut, visit bakeries, or go to laundromats. India is resuming some train service on Tuesday for the first time since March. Passengers must pass temperature checks and adhere to social distancing guidelines. South Korean authorities are worried about a resurgence of cases and are working to track down people who recently visited nightclubs in Seoul, where a cluster of new infections has emerged. Officials said Tuesday teams are using phone and credit card data to try to track down about 2,000 more people so they can be tested. So far, there are more than 100 confirmed cases of coronavirus linked to those Seoul nightclubs. So-called contact tracing has been a major element as governments try to stop the spread of the coronavirus by finding those who may have been close enough to someone who has tested positive. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. In the United States, U.S. President Donald Trump has made testing a major focus in his fight against the pandemic. The Trump administration says about 9 million people have been tested in the United States, and the capacity for more tests is increasing. A senior administration official told reporters that a new antigen test will speed up the testing process to further because it looks only for the presence of the viral protein in the nose, unlike the more complicated and time-consuming nucleic acid tests. The World Health Organization is advising nations to ensure that the pandemic is under control before reopening their countries. WHO's Director General Tedros Adhanom said Monday that countries should also have surveillance systems in place to be able to detect and manage any resurgence of cases. Worldwide, the number of confirmed coronavirus cases is about 4.2 million. The global death tally is more than 286,000, and those numbers are collected by Johns Hopkins.